You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patriots Monday all day long after a loss, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and we are about to be joined by Boomer Esiason. But first, Marcus with a question for Shime about Drake May. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, Shime, this is what I wanted to say to you. I love your passion and everything, but you know, sometimes you got to take the L, brother. You can make all the excuses you want for Drake May yesterday and everything. No, Drake May just did not play well. Also, I wanted to say, Jaden Daniels is showing that he's the better quarterback. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to listen to you guys. Have a great one.
Well, Shime won't say it. Curtis said it. Curtis wonders whether he's the guy after one.
Curtis
week.
Also had them winning 10 games.
Yeah.
But I don't think Curtis
I listen to people like Shime tell me about Drake May.
Very
being
reactionary
really good.
Is Curtis.
Curtis, I don't think you're alone. I think there are a lot of people out there that are questioning whether or not Drake May is the guy.
Everybody here ate at a Michelin star restaurant for a generation. We know what it looks like, and we know what it doesn't look like because we've seen it in the rest of the AFC East, and Drake May looks like the stumble bums that were playing for the Jets and the Dolphins the last 20 years at this point.
All right, well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and Boomer Esiason this week is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Also, Boomer brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And he is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, man. Sorry about yesterday's loss, man. What a dud of a second half, huh?
There was so much promise, so much hope, and so much anticipation. And unfortunately, it didn't go so well. When it comes to Mike Vrabel's debut as a head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, well, I will say this. Remember, it's the opposite of last year. Everybody got all excited about beating the Bengals, and then all of a sudden it went off the rails. I don't necessarily know this is going to be the case for the Patriots. It was really a disappointing second half, especially from the offensive standpoint. I mean, and even Drake May said it after the game. He's, you know, they got to generate more offense. The quarterback's job is to put points on the board and create plays. And it's almost like they forgot that there was a second half to be played. And just watching it was like a slog. They couldn't get anything right, and there was a little bit of pressure, and he throws the interception, and all of a sudden the game turns. And it was a tight game. It wasn't a great football game for by any stretch of the imagination, but Mike Vrabel will have to do something just to kind of get these guys juiced up at halftime and get them ready to play in the second half, especially the offense.
Well, it was when you look at halftime, did Pete Carroll adjust better than Mike Vrabel adjusted?
You know, I just think Pete Carroll and Geno Smith know each other really well. Geno is not afraid to throw the ball down the field. I don't know about adjustments. I just always wonder in the first month of the season how teams handle coming out at halftime because they're not used to it, especially in game one and game two. Now, some teams do it better than others. Some teams have a level of confidence and experience like the Buffalo Bills did last night, which was amazing what they did. But I just think that it looked to me like the offense never got on a roll in the second half. And it's almost like they were like in a fog, or I can't explain it other than, you know, they maybe need Red Bull at halftime or 5-hour energy or something at halftime to wake them up to start playing.
Boomer, an issue that Drake May had last season was the fact that he tried to force plays, tried to make something happen, and that's where his mistakes came into. Is that what we're seeing now once again?
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, the interception that he threw, I mean, he had, I think it was Max Crosby right in his face. And, you know, those guys are there to disrupt the quarterback, much like Micah Parsons did yesterday to Matthew Stafford. So it's one game. I'm not going to overreact to it. I'm just going to say that in the second half next week against Miami, they need to come out with more of a purpose, a more of an understanding, a better game plan. I just think that, you know, the experience of Geno Smith and Pete Carroll won out over the inexperience of Drake May. That's the way I would look at it, especially in the second half. Like I said, it wasn't a great offensively played game by either side. If you ask me who had the slight edge, of course it would be Geno Smith, simply because he threw for over 300 yards. But, you know, the fact that the score was as low as it was, you know, that doesn't surprise me, simply because I think both offenses are obviously a work in progress.
Boomer, you said you're not going to overreact. Well, talk some of my friends off the ledge who are saying it's time for Tommy Cutlets. What does Drake May need to do as a starting quarterback in his second year or his first starting season to show that he can be consistent throughout the game?
All right, so you said the word consistent. You know, you got to have more first downs. You can't be so bad on third down. The other thing, too, and it's simple for me to say, but when I watch quarterbacks around the league, what do they? They have to generate points. They have to put points on the board. It's something that both Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. Daniel Jones did it yesterday against a flat Miami team. I mean, that's their job. Their job is to get their team in the end zone. And I don't know if there's I wouldn't say a disconnect, because I don't think there's a disconnect. I think it's one game. I think it was a very flat second half performance. And I think that consistent word is probably the most important thing. I mean, that's how you generate points. You generate conversions on third down. You're not sloppy. There's no penalties. There's no false starts. And that's a guy that has to really take charge. I always believe that these quarterbacks are better after they, you know, have some teaching moments. And I think there's going to be quite a few teaching moments that Josh McDaniels is going to have at his fingertips. You know, it was amazing to me. I saw a stat, and I believe this is a true stat. Something about the Patriots have lost 21 games in the last 4 years, and I guess at home. And I think that I want to say that the Patriots didn't lose 21 games at home with Tom Brady as a quarterback. Is that right?
It was 24 games at home since 2021. And so,
yeah, and Tom Brady was 141-24 at home in the regular season.
That is insane. But again, it goes back to the brilliance of the quarterback. You know, we could talk about the coach, we could talk about all the good players around him, but ultimately, you know, that is the pinnacle of success when you think about it. And it's one of the reasons why fans get so frustrated with the quarterbacks that have tried to replace Tom Brady. They don't have that.
A lot of eyes yesterday on Will Campbell, obviously, and gave up the strip sack. And then when they were there trying to get the fourth and four, the procedure penalty, what do you look at when it comes to that rookie?
You know, he's a rookie and he's learning and he'll get better. I thought he had a really good training camp. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's a kid that really cares. I'm sure this is one of the kids that after the game was over and last night he was home thinking about it, was probably having nightmares. You know, they have a pretty good damn defense over there in Las Vegas. You don't really think of it much because of all the changes that they've gone through and the losing that they've done. But they do have a very good pass rush. And for the most part, if you're going to drop back 46 times, which to me is a little bit of a silver lining. You know, I don't as much as I would love to have a much more balanced offense by the Patriots, throwing 46 times is not really going to be the way that they're going to want to go forward. I do think, however, that's the silver lining. The more Drake May throws, the more comfortable he'll become. So I know if it weren't for that last drive of the game, their offense was just horrendous in the second half. So they're going to have to figure out a way to come out of that second half next week against Miami and, you know, play a full four-quarter game as opposed to a half of a game.
And that right there is this week's Drake Take from Boomer Esiason, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. So when it comes to throwing 46 passes or somewhere around 50 passes, is that a recipe for disaster when you're asking that of your second-year quarterback?
Yes. You know, it was interesting watching some of the games yesterday and looking at some of the offensive, I guess, would you say, theories or what they wanted to do with their teams. Like Justin Fields threw the ball, I believe, 22 times. And, you know, he ran the ball probably another half a dozen times. And he didn't turn the ball over. And I thought Tanner Engstrom, their offensive coordinator that came from Detroit, had a hell of a game. I gave him an A-plus as a play caller because he actually set what the Jets wanted to be. And that is a run team first, play-action team second, and keep the decision-making to a minimum for his quarterback who's learning his fourth offense in 4 years. So that's what you want. You want balance. You want to be able to set the tone for your team. And I don't think Josh McDaniels and Drake May did that at all yesterday.
The biggest blunder to me yesterday was by Coach Mike Vrabel with the decision to punt down 10 at midfield with less than 5 minutes left in the game. I just thought that was an awful, weak decision by a guy that I thought was going to be a little more aggressive. How did you view that?
I would think that he'd be more aggressive also early on in his tenure here with New England, and he'll learn as well. You know, he's 6-19 in his last 25 games as a head coach, so there's been a lot of losing going on for him. But again, it's one game. It's a game that I don't want to overreact to. I mean, if they come back this week and they drill Miami, which, you know, looks like Miami is just, I don't know what's going on down there. I mean, this is a game where they have to win. I mean, Mike Vrabel's got to figure out a way to get one more point than Miami this weekend. I can't even believe I'm saying this in week two. But given the fact that Mike McDaniel's team looked awful yesterday, it looked like they were completely out of sync and let Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts score on every single possession is insane. So, like, you're walking into probably a hornet's nest. That's probably how Vrabel and the Patriots are probably going to look at this going into Miami. But I think, you know, you got Miami down right now. You got to put your heel right on your throat, and you got to set it, and you got to leave it there for four freaking quarters.
Among the guys who didn't look happy on the sidelines yesterday were not only Tyreek Hill, but Malik Nabers yelling at his head coach on the sidelines. Week one, is that an issue for the Giants?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, a wide receiver having drama fits on the sideline. How about that, Jermaine, right? We're used to that. Jesus. I think Brian Daboll's got, he's hearing it now. Instead of the same old Jets, you're hearing the same old Giants now. And, I mean, you could have predicted that Russell Wilson was going to get off to a start like this just simply because he's so careful and he doesn't create and generate the plays that he used to when he was younger. I mean, he can still play, and he can still play at a pretty good level. But this is not what the Giants need, nor what the Giant fan wants. And, you know, it's interesting. We haven't heard from ownership at all in regards to, like, what's going on here in terms of the quarterback situation and whether or not they're going to force him to go to Jackson Dart. I would not be surprised if he makes a decision in the middle of this week or somewhere along the line that Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback, because if Russell Wilson continues to play this way and that offense looks as flat as it did yesterday and Malik Nabers is doing what he's doing, Giant fans have seen enough already.
Boom, I think the biggest thing watching this Patriots game, you tell me from your former player perspective, is who's the guy on offense that scares you? At least the Raiders, they have a guy like Brock Bowers. It seems like every team has that guy. Who is the guy for New England? Because I feel like if you're a defensive coordinator, there's nobody that concerns you like that.
Very well. Very well said, Jermaine. I just think you have a lot of really good football players. I don't think you have game-breaking game-changing players. That's the problem. And I think they tried to deal with that with Steph Diggs, and, you know, he's just tried to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still trying to figure it out. I mean, you look around a league and you look at all these teams and you look at how many great players and how many like explosive players there are. And when you look at a game, you say, okay, who had the most explosive plays? And Geno Smith created more explosive plays than Drake May did. Drake May's supposed to be that guy. I mean, let's face it, Tom Brady had great players around him, didn't have always the greatest players around him, but of course Gronkowski and Randy Moss and Julian Edelman and Wes Welker and on and on and on became great players, you know, because Tom Brady made him into great players. I think Randy Moss was already a great player, just needed a little bit of refinement, and he got that with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But there's nobody like that on the New England roster as we speak right now, at least hasn't shown themselves to be that kind of player.
Question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services, and you can find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. Based on what he said post-game, I feel like Aaron Rodgers may have unfollowed the Jets on social media.
He got the last laugh, though, I'll tell you that. I mean, although one of those touchdown passes was one of those little pop passes, which I don't think should count, for God's sake. I don't think I ever had one of those in my career. So I was actually happy for him because he went through a lot of hell here. He tried to do everything he possibly could to help the team win. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. But I will also say there is a silver lining for the Jets. The Jets actually look like a real football team again under Aaron Glenn. And like I said, their offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrom, did a hell of a job with Justin Fields yesterday. So I'm pretty bullish on Aaron Glenn right now. And I feel like his team looks like the real deal. It looks like they are different from where they were last year. But certainly very happy for Aaron Rodgers to be able to do what he did yesterday.
Is the league ever going to do anything to stop Patrick Mahomes from using the sideline to his advantage?
I think more and more people are aware of it, and what he did against the Chargers was should have been a penalty. I mean, it really should have been. Once the quarterback, in other words, the competition committee's got to look at this. Once the quarterback gets to the sideline and it looks like he's giving himself up, then all of a sudden he should have the same protections as if he's in the pocket. But what Patrick does, it looks like he's giving himself up and then lowers his shoulder. That should be a penalty against him.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think other defensive players are going to see that and be more incentivized to maybe not be gentle to Mahomes on the sideline next week or down the road this season?
I still think defensive players are worried about getting fined and penalized. Mm-hmm. I think it's until they throw the flag on a quarterback that does that, I still think players are going to be very, very careful because they don't want to be penalized, but they certainly don't want to be fined either.
Treat it like the fake slide. If a quarterback fake slides, it's a penalty, so you treat it the same way as that.
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to do it. Now, I don't know. How would you interpret what he did against the Chargers? I mean, could an official actually make that call, you think?
Yeah, because he looked like he was going out of bounds. You could tell the difference, Boomer, and you've been there before as a guy who is like, all right, I'm trying to get out of bounds to get hit versus a guy who's trying to lower his shoulder.
Yeah, and the difference was is that they actually did hit a set of bounds and did not have a flag thrown at them.
You know, so, yeah.
So, I mean, part of me says really good by Patrick Mahomes, but the other part of me sees a very different side of it from a frustrating anti-Chief fan perspective. So I totally get what we're talking about here.
Well, they got to get him to the Super Bowl if Taylor Swift is playing halftime. They can't have that Super Bowl if she's there without them there. So,
well, you guys know it's Super Bowl 60, right? So she's got to be playing. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. What,
was this a numerology thing that I don't get? Like, is it 13?
No, it's Super Bowl 60.
13 times 7 or yeah,
whatever. Her new album has the same color scheme as Super Bowl this year.
Courtney's all over it. She knows it.
She knows it.
Yep.
She's the Adam Schefter of Taylor Swift.
Truly.
All right, Boomer, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys, look forward to it. Thanks.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Patriots dropped the season opener 20-13 against the Raiders. Drake May completed 30 of 46 passes for 287 yards.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. Just got choked up a bit. You know, Boomer talking about Taylor Swift really gets me.
It happens.
A touchdown.
$1.429. $626.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Courtney, how old do you feel?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Booty was the main target with 6 receptions for 103 yards. Other games of note, the Chiefs fell to the Chargers on Friday night. The Dolphins got slaughtered by the Colts, and Shime lost to Brittany, the gal behind Boston Food Journal, with the Bills coming back to beat the Ravens last night. And tonight...
She really got lucky on that pick last night, Shime. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is. I mean, team blew a 15-point lead with 9 minutes left of the ball. I can't, it is what it is.
She was spot on. She said, always go with the home team.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Like Josh Allen said, you can't quit on him.
I mean, you lost to somebody who's not sure whether the Chiefs are playing in the AFC or the NFC.
Right.
Not a great start to beat the Geek this season.
You know, it is what it is, Greg.
It is what it is.
Tonight, it's Vikings at Bears for Monday Night Football. Did you guys pick that one as well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I mean, you could.
No. We both picked the same team.
Oh,
the same one.
Shoot.
The only one we picked different was that last night's game.
I'm very sorry to hear
he
that.
He lost week one to an influencer.
Right. Yep. It is what it is, man.
The Red Sox take the final game against the Diamondbacks 7-4, avoiding the sweep. Brian Bayo went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. Now, Alex Cora talked about Aroldis Chapman's dominance with 4 strikeouts in 1 inning, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, probably Chappie likes it, Carlos doesn't. But, the guy's amazing, you know. And, having those two guys in the back end of the bullpen is a luxury, and they've been amazing throughout the season.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The Sox have the Athletics tonight. 10:05 first pitch with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Central Mass Out of the Darkness Walk to fight suicide on Saturday, September 27th at Polar Park in Worcester.
Shime, in the Twitch chat, a question about whether you could beat Brittany the Influencer in a dumpling eating contest.
I mean, we all know the answer to that.
That might be more your speed.
Yeah, that's very much my speed.
Okay, well, we'll see how you do this week. Beat the Geek Week 2. Thank you, Courtney. We are at Gillette Stadium. And the news with Courtney coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.